Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, good. Always feeling good on a Saturday morning win.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to you on Thursday, and I had every intention of making it to the game last night, but I was driving back from Kentucky. I ran into 79 South traffic that was just probably the most horrendous traffic I've faced in a long time. And by the time I got up to Bridgeville, it was like 9:15, and I thought, well, I guess I'm not missing much, but it turns out it was a great ball game. In the final few minutes, your team goes down the field and scores a late touchdown to defeat Steel Valley 23-20. You know, you and I talked a little bit on Thursday about this. You expected the Steel Valley to come in and be scrappy, and sure enough, they gave your team every bit they had last night.
Yeah, I mean, they do a great job. They've had a great program, and Coach Steele comes from Central Catholic, which are nothing but winners there. And so they, it was back and forth, and I was proud of our kids. They fought back and scored a touchdown to make it 16-13, and Steele Valley hit a one-play drive with the freak Dontez Williams, who had a great 75-yard run with about 4 minutes left. And we didn't hang our hats, we didn't put our heads down, and we went on a nice 75-yard drive and took the lead with a little under 2 minutes. So I was proud of the kids to fight back and go on a long drive like that.
You know, obviously coming off the success of last year, Christian Brumbaugh, all-time leading passer in Whipple history, he's, obviously since gone on, and, you had to replace quite a few kids. John Lurda, who has stepped in at quarterback, has done a pretty nice job for you. Talk about that challenge, replacing players of that nature. I mean, obviously Brumbaugh is at a different class given the statistics that he put up. But give us a little bit of that insight into the challenge of working with these kids. I mean, obviously Lurda was behind Brumbaugh the whole time, but a pretty good player to kind of study and watch as he jumps into his senior year. What is that challenge like with you replacing kids on a year-to-year basis like?
That's every high school faces that situation. It's the beauty of the sport and the high school nature, and you have to find a way to manage your offense and change things at times. But our offense is all built on the quarterback position, and he's done a nice job. He simplified his reads, and there's a lot that goes into the position, and the reason why Christian was so good at it. And we spread you out, and we're wide open, and he's made his reads and done some nice things. But last night was a very growing night for him. Come down and go 6 for 7 on that last drive. We really needed it, and we as a staff and a program, a community, very proud of him this morning for that's why the kids in front of us in the last couple of years have really set the bar in winning and build a program here. And you get nights like this, and you really look back to that last couple of years, and the reason why we won the game is those kids and doing a great job and putting us on the map and getting wins like that. I attribute that to the kids that have played here over the last 5 years of my tenure here.
Joe Rossi, the head coach of the South Fayette Lions, joining us here on the UPMC High School Football Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan via the Rivertown Hotline. Can you talk a little bit about excuse me, I kind of had a frog caught in my throat there. I apologize. Can you talk a little bit about Zach Challensworth? You've called him one of the best receivers in the WPIL. Obviously a kid coming back from last year. Players of that nature certainly are foundation blocks for a team that graduates a lot of players. But talk a little bit about Zach. Last night, big night for him as well. Over 100 yards receiving. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, I mean he's last year 48 catches and 13 touchdowns as a 14-year-old sophomore. He's this year a 15-year-old junior. He's a very young junior and he's just our go-to guy. We got a lot of bracket coverage on him last night, and was still able to get 7 receptions for over 100 yards, threw a 40-yard pass, and 2 interceptions, punt returns when we needed him, kickoff returns. He's just he's a freak. He's one of those kids that you build your program and your offense around, and last night they tried to take him away in the last drive and really open up our tight end and our other receivers. That's what he's going to do, and if they do put 2 and sometimes 3 guys last night, which really opened up our tight end, Shane Gurman, on that last drive. So he's just a freak of a kid, and just like the number 7 and Dontez Williams for them. I mean, you just have kids in your program that you have to build them around, and he's the one right now that we're building around.
You know, one of the great things about high school sports is that kids, a lot of kids will go both ways in terms of playing offense and defense. And last night, Trevor Fiorentini, safety for you last night. He actually tackled Dontez Williams in the end zone for a safety in the second quarter. And then he scored the game-winning touchdown on a two-yard run. Performances like that, you know, again, help carry a team through a course of a season. Can you give us a little bit about Trevor and what he means to the program?
Yeah, he's another kid that's coming back. You know, you have to build upon the kids that have played in 16 games last year. And there's only a handful, five kids or so, that really played and got action throughout those 16 games. And he's another one. So, you know, the other kids that are starting, the six, seven starters on both sides that are, you know, we got to catch them up to speed in the first few weeks. So you really got to lean on those kids that have played in the past. And he's a three-and-a-half-year starter. But he's a bulldog. I mean, he's 225 and tough to bring down and gets those tough yards when we need him. And like you said, he's defensively, he's our captain and our tackle machine. And offensively, he wasn't going to get stopped at the goal line there at the last drive.
Joe Rossi joining us here on the Rivertown Hotline. Joe, the head coach of South Fayette, the defending WPIL AA champions. Well, next week, I know it's a one game at a time thing, obviously. Washington at Washington next week, just, you know, right down the street from you. You know, but that game against Seton LaSalle, you got Keystone Oaks coming up as well in October, but that game against Seton LaSalle kind of looming in October. You know, they continue to impress. I know it's that one game at a time mentality, but in the back of your mind, you know that that's probably going to be the one that decides the Century Conference, correct?
Yeah, I mean, where's you know, you got to watch. I was watching film of the game last night of them and Seton, and a tremendous amount of athletes. And like it is one game at a time, but just like Ohio State, Michigan, everybody looks to that game. And but we do, you know, we do have to take it one at a time. Because Wash High is very impressive on film and had chances last night and just put the ball on the turf too many times. And you know, like I said, we're breaking that film down right now. And you know, the league we knew was going to be balanced and Steel Valley was going to be good, so we were able to survive Eric KO's throwing the ball all over the place and putting up big numbers and do a great job within their program. So there's a lot of in South Allegheny's better. Quaker Valley is tied with them in the fourth quarter, so we feel like this conference is very balanced. We went 7-1 against the Allegheny Conference last week in a cross-section matchup, so you know you're good when you're going 7-1 yeah. against a whole nother league there. So
real quickly, what do you take from last year's season and try to give back, especially to new kids that are just coming into the program, freshmen, sophomores? What do you try to, you know, say to them? Here's a lesson from last year that you might want to keep in mind.
It's just, you know, it's just the mentality of the winning mentality that showed last night when we're put in a tough situation. And you know, four or five of those kids that are playing college football came back last night in the locker room before the game. And our players don't want to let those type of kids down that have played for us in the last 4 years, just like at TJ and Upper St. Clair and North Allegheny. We feel like we're progressing to that nature. And, you know, as a player, you don't want to let that group down in the past couple of years that have really worked hard. And these guys have worked hard. You know, they know it's their time. They've been sitting behind some kids. And we have five or six sophomores that are starting right now. So get that kind of production out of them. It goes back to seven extra weeks last year practicing and playing. And it was almost a whole nother season. So we kind of consider those kids juniors. So.